T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Right, so the city council approved an ordinance to strengthen street racing laws by targeting spectators and also opening up the door for the vehicles of the individuals involved in this activity to be taken from them. From my perspective, I've been trying to fight this issue for quite a while now. Since I've been on the council, I participated in a ride along and I was able to observe firsthand the resource drain for the Dallas Police Department trying to address this issue. So I think that it's important that we do all we can do to provide the Dallas Police Department and the city with the necessary tools to address this dangerous and selfish behavior.
And a little bit about the dangers of this. I mean, we've had people die even just recently, it appears, apparently, because of street racing in this city, right?
Yes, sir. And in Southeast Dallas alone, over the past year, we've had at least 3 individuals killed by people who are street racing or just driving dangerously.
Why has Dallas become such a popular place, not only for people that live in this area to street race, like not only North Texans, but then also for people to come in from other areas of this region as well?
Yeah, well, I think it's hard to say exactly why, but I think this is just a subculture that has been kind of brewing and growing. And so the city of Dallas, obviously, it's a large metropolitan area. There are a lot of opportunities for these individuals to kind of create havoc and create a huge disturbance for the population in our city. Social media does have a lot to do with it because they are able to coordinate these type of events much easier through the use of various social media platforms. But overall, I think it's important for the city of Dallas to do what it can in order to kind of hinder this type of subculture from continuing to grow.
Obviously, this ordinance strengthens that arm, so to speak, and it strengthens the hammer. But is it going to take a gigantic bust to really... that's very public and the like, to really quell this situation? Or how do you think it stops? Do you think it just stops or is hindered by this ordinance?
I think the enforcement piece is extremely important. A huge bust that is publicized widely, I think, would go a long way to helping to curb this type of behavior. But either way, DPD is going to attack this issue. And even if it's little by little, by more individuals being arrested, more individuals being fined, and vehicles being abated, I think hopefully, slowly but surely, at the very least, we can put a huge dent, if not completely eradicate, this activity. I want to encourage people to make sure that they are reporting this type of activity if they see it. It is a 911 type of call because it's extremely dangerous. And it's also been the priority of this type of activity has been increased. So if someone dials 911, DPD is more likely to respond to that call much, much faster.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.